Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about, should you add live chat to your website or not? 2019 is the land of engagement on your website, social media. The chatbots were all the rage, and you know, we're talking about live chat here, but we're going to kind of touch on chatbots as well. I know that we, Tim and myself, each have product companies and we offer support for our products. And we personally looked into adding live chat to our website and found out it's pretty damn pricey. You know, it's pretty expensive. So one of the things you may want to consider when, you know, determining whether or not you're going to add live chat is the cost and whether or not you're getting a return. And I think, you know, certain types of businesses it's going to be really good for, and certain types of businesses probably not so much. So Tim, let's dive in.
Yeah, definitely. So I hate giving these types of answers, but it's just too complicated to give either a yes or a no on should you add live chat to your website. So I'm going to say it depends, because there's so many factors. So for example, if you have a website that gets a lot of traffic, but your traffic is sort of diverse, and maybe you do a lot of content marketing, and so you're getting a lot of traffic, well, live chat might not be the best thing, because you might get a ton of questions that are not sales related. They're just kind of general questions, people wanting help, people wanting free advice. I get that enough on my Facebook page. And so I don't want to add another layer of that on my website. I think there's definitely circumstances where maybe kind of like drilled down, like maybe on a pricing page or, you know, certain like very sales related pages to see if anyone has questions. But like in general, all over your site, on all your blog posts, I'd say probably not, unless you do what David alluded to, which is have a chat bot, and the chat bot can kind of filter through and answer some, you know, common questions up front, you know, get an email, you know, that sort of thing, and then have a member of your team be able to follow up. And so, again, it kind of just depends on what you do and what your sales cycle looks like. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on it. What do you think, David?
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think there's an easy answer for it. I think it depends on the type of business. You know, if you're a service related company, you know, I can see where maybe live chat, you get a lot of traffic to your website, and it's a resource for you to generate revenue and stuff. If you can justify the cost, then, you know, why not? I mean, human engagement is really, really big when trying to close the sale and stuff. I know when we were originally researching this to determine whether or not we were going to put it on, you know, Divi.space and Aspen Grove Studios, you know, I had long talks with Nick Roach, the founder and CEO of Elegant Themes, because they use it. And he said that the conversions that they've gotten from live chat have been huge. So there was a big, you know, it was a positive and it was a plus. And, you know, I think they were using Intercom at the time. And I got to tell you, dude, it was pricey as all get out. I mean, it was very, very expensive. And that's the 90th ranked website in the world. They're getting insane amounts of traffic. And I think it was, you know, per visitor and stuff that would come and use this that you're getting charged. So just take a look at it. There's a lot of options out there for you and stuff. They all have their pros and cons. And I think at the end of the day, if it makes sense for your business, then do it. If not, don't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if there's any question, try it out, you know, try it out for a month, pay it for a month, you know, don't, you know, buy a year up front, just do a 1 month and see, is it adding revenue, you know, or maybe a month is too quick. Maybe you need to do a, you know, 3 months to really see it, you know, test it out and see, and you might be like blown away at the results, or you might been be like, this is wasting a lot of time and it's not really generating any extra revenue. So, you know, let's get rid of it. So yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I'm kind of at that point where I may go that route and test it out and see. But it takes planning to be able to have, you know, people there to answer questions and, you know, plan out the, you know, the way the bots respond and stuff like that. So it's not something that you can just like turn on really quick. In most cases, you kind of need to plan it out.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we've got another great topic for you, how to fix briefly unavailable for scheduled maintenance error in WordPress. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.